I want to mention to you that we spoke yesterday about this idea of the conflict between the uses of Meiser and what you're allowed to use it for and the mitzvah of Staka. There is a Aruch HaShulchan which says of a person when he takes the money which is Meiser and he sets it aside for Meiser purposes, he makes a Tanai and he says that this money which he's putting aside for Meiser, he'll be allowed to use it when he allowed to give it as he see fits and when he see fits to do so. And it should not have its status of money which is designated for its stocker purposes until it's actually given to the Aniyim. Then already he's allowed to use it for other purposes, and it does subtract from his Meiser calculation and would not be mechayiv him to give more for the Aniyim. Meiser Chaimish, as we've been speaking. So that would allow a person to have more control over where exactly he's designating his Meiser for other purposes which we spoke about. So that is something which would be proper for a person to do. If they're giving Meiser, as they separate the Meiser, they should speak out at least the Chalchila when they're doing it, that when I do Meiser, I'm doing it with the understanding I can give the money as I see fit and when I see fit. So that will take away some of the Chumrah that we're dealing with. That still does not preclude the law. There's a mitzvah of Staka, obviously, and there are different precedences which we give in the process of giving Staka. So that is still obviously remains true. So, next we will talk about the lochas of that calculate Meiser and etc. But just so the general picture, I would like to try and at least pull together and give one idea. The Chofetz Chaim points about the loch of Meiser. He says a person should make a calculation of Meiser at least twice or at least once a year. A person should calculate what his income has been for the year and make sure that he's how much stock he that he's given the right amount to stock. At that point in time, he sees that he's given the right amount, good. If he's given more, even better. And if he's given less, he should make sure that at that point in time, he separates that amount and he uses it for the purposes of staka, Meiser, etc. But the suggestion of the person in general, there's been a suggestion, which is, I think is a very intelligent idea, since most people are doing their taxes once a year, and the people especially who are itemizing their deductions, they're calculating their charitable contributions anyway. So a person once a year will see what his income is, and see where he spent how much charity he's given, how much staka he's given. Not all charity is staka. And he can then calculate whether he still has, he knows what his income is now, he just calculated it. He knows how much stock he's given, he just calculated that. So the only thing is, you just have to understand the differences between what's considered valid income for halacha purposes and what's considered valid stock for halacha purposes, etc. At that point in time, the suggested thing for a person should do, at least the first time, is see where is your stock of money going to. And say, okay, is that how you want to direct it? After you've seen what you're doing, you might realize that you're not giving stock of money the way you would like to. And then the person should step back and say, where would I like my money to go? I like money to go to local moisters, X amount to the moisters which I'm benefiting from at this point in time, or I have benefited from in the past. Moisters of relatives or relatives which have needs. Moisters in Eretz Israel. And I can make my list of what I want to do, and then I can decide beforehand how much I want to give to each moister on a regular basis over the year, or each person on the basis over the year. And leave myself with a discretionary amount per month that I'm able to use to give to the people which are coming to me in the letters that I'm getting. So I think that's a framework which a person can use. And within that framework, again, we spoke about the idea of how much you want to be giving to these different things which you're giving on a regular basis to. A person should be taking control of his stock of money, like the suggestion over here is to use it where you want to send it, where it's proper to send it to, as opposed to just giving it haphazardly as a person knocks on the door and giving out the money. That's not necessarily the proper halachic way to do it. Again, we're not saying that a person should not give to somebody at the door, a person has a chiyuv to give to somebody at the door, a person should give it to somebody at the door, give the letters, as we'll talk about what exactly the chiyuv of letters is next week. Have a good morning, have a good Shabbos.